Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. Coming up in about 30 minutes or so, we're going to take a look at the college football slate this weekend. Both Rob and I are going in opposite directions. Rob is heading to Lawrence, Kansas for their game, and I'm headed to Columbia. Missouri hosts South Carolina this weekend, and Kansas hosts West Virginia. We'll take a closer look at those two games. Does K-State play anybody? Do they have a bye week? They're off this week. That's good. I mean, that's... If there's any team right now that just needed a weekend of self-reflection, maybe a team bonding activity, do they have the cider mills open? Can they go on a corn maze? Because K-State needs all of the fall team building activities to get them back on track. So good luck to the Kansas State Wildcats. I at least say good luck to them. Rob has not been saying good luck to them. He has been kicking their back in at every single given opportunity. So I hope that the K-State Wildcats have a great weekend. So this is how we started today's show. If you look since 1990, 12% of teams that start off 0-2 make the postseason. If you want to look at just since the playoffs have been expanded, that percentage doesn't change. 41 teams have started 0-2. Five of those teams have made the postseason. Now, what I think should be encouraging to you as a Chiefs fan, three teams did this last year, the Ravens, Broncos, and the Rams. The Ravens won their division. The Rams won their division. The Broncos won double-digit games last season. So that is something to note. It has happened in each of the last three seasons. So I'm not panicked. I am not worried. I don't think that you should feel either of those emotions. But I do feel like this is a must-win game. The Chiefs have not had to play with a sense of urgency in the regular season. That is what getting off to hot starts and winning 15 games like they did last year, that is what that affords you. They have to play with that urgency because the last thing that you want to do is you get down 10-0, you allow that New York crowd to get into it, you allow the Giants to feel good about themselves, like they could pull off this potential upset, and next thing you know, you have already dug yourself in a little bit of a hole. You do that again for this game, and next thing you know, you just continue to compound mistakes, and you create a situation that you possibly can't get yourself out of. So I don't care about style points. This is not the BCS. There is no college football ranking poll that you need to worry about. The Chiefs just quite simply need to score more points on Sunday than the New York Giants. That's all that matters to me in this one. You got to get that first W on the board.
So I see where you're coming from, and I don't necessarily totally disagree, but we see it a little different. If it is a ho-hum win, the Chiefs are in control all night, kind of like I felt like the Bills. I know the game got tight, but they won last night against the Dolphins. 10-point game. You're not sweating it with 2 minutes to go. It's not fingernail chewing. You feel like you were the superior team all day. I will agree with you. But for me, and I'll use an example of a game last year of what I do not want to see on Sunday. If this feels like Chiefs and Panthers did last year, I will be mad on Monday. If this is Harrison Butker needs a game-winning field goal because your defense gave up a late drive to Russ, who was cooking your defense and you couldn't get pass rush, and you felt like, all right, it's a win in the NFL and that's exciting, but you needed every minute of the game or even overtime to do it, I will feel a little bit of a way because, and we have stat on stat for today's show, the Giants are an inferior team to you. It is that simple. You are better than them. I know it's the NFL and any given Sunday and it's their home opener, blah, blah, blah. If this is a game where you need a game-winning Butker field goal or like a 4th-and-7 stop and they're at the Chiefs 40 and they just don't have the kicker to make a big kick and ooh, it's woo-saw and win, I'm going to feel a little bit of a way that it goes that way. So do not let this year's Giant game be last year's Panther game is my only point.
I hear what you're saying, and I think that that's a pretty good point. I won't fight you too hard on it. I guess where I would maybe push back and give you a little bit of resistance is, do the Chiefs have the offense to not have one of those games? Because so far this season, the Chiefs have scored 21 points and 17 points. So if this is going to be another low-scoring potential game in which your defense would be asked to pull you out of the fire, that's just the kind of game that you were talking about. The Giants have enough on offense to score 14 points or 17 points in this game. If the Chiefs continue to not be able to get pressure with their front four and you allow Russ a couple of opportunities to hit some deep shots like he did against the Cowboys last week and they connect with those, then Wandale Robinson can have a decent game. Malik Nabers is a top five-ish wide receiver, could end up having a good game, and the Giants could get to 14 or 17. I think what you were talking about, at least right now, while the Chiefs' offense is a little bit banged up, and we'll obviously see what happens with Xavier Worthy is, what's the highest number of points you could see Kansas City scoring in this? Now, maybe you're thinking, well, I just saw the Giants' defense leak like a sieve last week, so I think Kansas City's offense is going to score. I'm just not banking on that right now. I don't know if their offense has the pieces to be able to go out there and put up a 27-31 spot. So if this is going to be a game in which Kansas City scores 21 points, that game's probably unnecessarily comfortable in the final 15 minutes because you don't have the offense to run away from anybody.
I actually feel exactly how you said. I feel like the Chiefs receiver room and their weaponry is getting healthy, or they're healthy-ish. They're as healthy as it can be. Rashee Rice is suspended. You can't undo that. Xavier Worthy is going to play. He was a full participant in practice. He's going to play. We've talked all week about what can you expect from Jalen Royals. I expect him to play. Tyquan Thornton, I know people think I dislike him. I just think he's a fine wide receiver type of three. That's a player that you can rely on, though, in that offense. And I think Travis Kelce is due for a bounce back game because he's had two games where he hasn't been himself, so to speak. And against a bad Giant defense, I think you can get to 27, 28, maybe even 30 since that defense leaks like a sieve. I don't think the weaponry is just so bad on Sunday that you got to kind of grind out a style points don't matter game. I think you can put some points on the board. So a little part of me does not want this to look like Brazil where it was a little bit back and forth. No. This should be 27-17, you know, 24-10 type of energy, and the Chiefs have the weaponry to get to 24-27, in my opinion, despite their shortcomings so far.
Yeah, I think if that's going to need to be the case, the Chiefs are going to have to make a big play either on defense or special teams. Like, they need their defense to create a short field for them. They need their defense or their special team, especially now with the new kickoff rules. You need Nico Remijo to get you the ball where the drive starts at the 50-yard line so you don't have a long way to go. Or the Chiefs force a sack fumble deep in Giants territory that you put the ball right up there on a tee. I think one of the problems you've seen for the Chiefs offense, given that their defense hasn't forced a turnover so far, is you're asking this defense to go 80, 75 yards each drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.